We get the news in detail now from Aidan Fitzsimons.
The opening ceremony of the Paralympic Games takes place in Paris later today. Team Ireland has 35 athletes who will compete across 9 different sports. The Minister for Sport, Catherine Martin, said that every single one of the Team Ireland competitors deserved enormous credit and recognition for their hard work and dedication. Coverage of the opening ceremony will begin at 6:30 this evening on RTE2 television. From Paris, Eamon Horan reports.
Shortly after 7 o'clock Irish time, flag bearer sprinter Orla Comerford and table tennis player Colin Judge and the rest of the Irish delegation are scheduled to take centre stage at tonight's opening ceremony. It will be the first of its kind to be staged outside a stadium. Over 4,400 athletes from 160 countries will compete across 22 different sports here in the French capital in the coming days. Team Ireland won 7 medals at the last games in Tokyo. The games themselves will conclude on September 8th. Eamon Horan, RTE News, in Paris.
Tens of thousands of students will receive the offer of a college place later today. The CAO is due to issue round one offers to individual applicants from early afternoon and will publish this year's cut-off points on its website from 2 o'clock. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.
The CAO received applications from more than 83,000 people this year. They include more than 47,000 students who sat their leaving certificate in June, more than 14,000 who have a further education qualification, and close to 19,000 applications came from people with leaving certificate results from previous years going back as far as 1985. If previous years are anything to go by, close to 60,000 applicants will receive an offer or offers today. Those offers will come in emails or as text messages from around 1:30 this lunchtime.
Israel has confirmed that it's carrying out operations in the north of the occupied West Bank. The Palestinian Red Crescent has said that at least 9 people have been killed, 5 of them in drone attacks near Jenin and in the Jordan Valley. It's also reported that the Israeli military is using bulldozers to knock structures in several cities. The Pentagon has raised concerns about a potential environmental disaster in the Red Sea. It said that an oil tanker, which was attacked by Houthi rebels, appeared to be leaking oil. The Greek-flagged vessel has been on fire off the coast of Yemen since last week. The Pentagon press officer, Patrick Ryder, said the United States was working with other countries to see how best to deal with the problem.
The MV Delta Sonya now sits immobilized in the Red Sea, where it is currently on fire and appears to be leaking oil, presenting both a navigational hazard and a potential environmental catastrophe. U.S. Central Command continues to actively monitor the situation and is coordinating with other maritime partners in the region to determine how best to assist the vessel and mitigate the potential environmental impact.
The U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith has filed revised election interference charges against the Republican Party's presidential nominee, Donald Trump. The charges relate to Mr. Trump's efforts to overturn his loss to President Joe Biden 4 years ago. The U.S. Supreme Court has already ruled that former presidents have broad immunity from criminal prosecution. The new indictment now refers to Mr. Trump's status as a political candidate rather than sitting president. Now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Sunny spells and scattered showers at first, mainly over the western half of the country. The showers will become widespread this morning and afternoon. Some will be heavy and there may be isolated thunderstorms. The showers will become well scattered this evening. Highest temperatures will range from 16 to 20 degrees.